Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Moshe Lichtenstein. Moshe, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, to you and your listeners. Good to be back on your show.
Has singing always been a passion of yours?
It has been. You know, I had a really positive experience over my bar mitzvah period all those years back. And that really cultivated, I think, my passion for music.
And did you think that this was something that you would follow to this extent, to the extent that you do, or was this, I mean, you know, a lot of kids like to sing and a lot of kids like music.
Yeah, so, you know, organically, it really just grew and developed from singing in shul as a young boy, eventually leading the Bnei Akiva band on camp and ultimately forming what is today the Chuppah band, you know, a very strong and powerful wedding band. And now into my individual artistry as a performing and recording artist.
And how do you write music? Do you engage people to write music? Do you like original music? Tell us about your musical process.
I would say it's a bit of a mix. You know, we have you know, obviously sing at a lot of weddings, so a lot of that is covering big Jewish artists from all over the world. And as you know, more recently, you guys play often on your airwaves is my own music, which I've engaged some producers to assist me with to take my creativity and put it into something that's formal and produced that can get out there to a greater audience in the world.
Mm. And how's that been received?
It's been amazing. I think just the whole process of, you know, going through that creative process and defining the exact sound that I want to have to engage listeners. And to get the response I've had has been really incredible, and I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude as a result.
You obviously are, your musical genre is Jewish music. How broad or narrow is that space?
So I think I've defined it in two categories. The first is, you know, music, you know, like the song you just played now, Sameach, something that gets you up in the morning, gets you going, that motivational kind of ethereal feel. And then at the same time, I like playing secondly on the more soulful, spiritual elements. You know, I call them neshama ticklers, things that really pull your heartstrings. So I like to play in those two spaces. So I'd say it is quite a broad spectrum, but both of those are equally as important to me.
Right. Where do you see this going?
You know, I just want to keep producing music. I want to keep elevating and enhancing Jewish celebrations. I really want to, you know, impact people's lives with my music. And I just want to keep going and keep developing and keep growing and following the trajectory that I'm thank God on now.
Absolutely amazing. And I wish you all the greatest success with us. And we, of course, look forward to hearing your, not only your music, but also your personal message on Friday at the concert. And that's going to take place right here on Chai FM between 4 o'clock and roughly 6 o'clock until candle lighting times. Moshe Lichtenstein, thank you for chatting to us.